Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. At his daily briefing this morning, Mayor de Blasio announced strict travel enforcement during the holiday, including completion of traveler COVID-19 forms at transit hubs, JFK, LaGuardia, Newark Penn Station, and the Port Authority bus terminal. He says the city will increase the footprint of city personnel, confirming travelers have filled out state traveler forms, and test and trace teams on the ground will direct individuals to testing sites and education on quarantine. This is Sheriff Joseph Fusito.
There will be vehicle checkpoints at key bridges and crossings throughout New York City. The sheriff will also be conducting checkpoints at curbside drop-off bus stops. So out-of-state buses coming into New York City, when they drop off at the curb, they will be met by sheriff teams.
Mayor de Blasio said New York reported more than 1,400 new COVID-19 cases yesterday with a test positivity rate of 3.17%. There were 113 additional hospitalizations. As coronavirus cases spike across New York and infection rates rise, new pandemic restrictions are set to take effect tomorrow in parts of the city. Governor Cuomo is concerned about a surge in hospitalizations on Staten Island, so much so that he's ordered the reopening of a field hospital that was used in the early days of the pandemic. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy tells CBS this morning his state needs help from Washington, D.C., with a new stimulus package.
If we see there's transmission, for instance, in restaurants, we saw them morphing into clubs after 10 o'clock, we took action. So if we see transmission, we'll take action, whether the feds are supporting financially or not.
There were nearly 3,600 new cases of COVID-19 and 11 additional deaths reported in New Jersey yesterday. Hospitalizations are up for the 24th consecutive day. Looks like Governor Cuomo has had second thoughts about his holiday plans. He suggested yesterday that he'd be spending Thanksgiving with his 89-year-old mother and two of his adult daughters. Critics accused Cuomo of ignoring his own advice. His office last night said Cuomo rethought his plans, and now he'll be working through Thanksgiving and will not see his family because, as they say, plans change. Health experts have advised Americans to avoid travel this Thanksgiving, but the airport's been pretty crowded in recent days. Here's correspondent Gio Benitez.
The CDC pointing to how hard it is to stay 6 feet away from people at airports, bus stations, train stations, and rest stops. And while studies show mask use on airplanes dramatically reduces risk, experts warn about shuttles and ride shares, which don't have the same air filtration.
Praise is pouring in for former New York City Mayor David Dinkins, who died yesterday at age 93. The man who defeated him in a rematch, Rudy Giuliani, says Dinkins gave a great deal of his life in service to New York, and that service is respected and honored by all. Former Mayor Mike Bloomberg says Dinkins helped New York turn an important corner in racial equality. State Attorney General Letitia James says the example Mayor Dinkins set for all of us shines brighter than the most powerful lighthouse imaginable. Governor Cuomo says we lost a remarkable civic leader.
David Norman Dinkins began his life in Trenton, New Jersey, but New York was his heart and soul. His family moved to Harlem during the Depression, and it was there that he made his mark in government, in politics, rising to become the first African-American mayor in New York City in 1989. He called the city a gorgeous mosaic, initiating programs with lasting impact. He launched the highly regarded Safe Streets, Safe Cities program, the beginning of a reduction in crime that continues to this day. But there were polarizing events, the racially charged Crown Heights riots and a boycott of a Korean deli in Brooklyn. Mayor de Blasio has always been proud to say that he met his wife, Shirlane, when they both worked in the Dinkins administration. They renamed the city's magnificent municipal building in his honor. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds News.
Police are searching for a man who attempted to rape a 14-year-old girl in the hallway of a building on Foster Avenue in Brooklyn last weekend. They say the girl tried to run away, but the man grabbed her, knocked her to the ground, and covered her mouth. The teen continued to fight back, and eventually the man fled. He took off on a moped. The girl was not physically injured. President-elect Joe Biden is preparing to formally announce his national security team to the nation today. The team includes some loyalists from former Secretary of State John Kerry to take the lead on combating climate change to Tony Blinken as Secretary of State. 2 weeks and 2 days after the election, President Trump has okayed the start of the transition, and the General Services Administration has given the Biden transition team access to $6 million in funds. But the president is not conceding the election. He tweeted this morning, "The GSA has been terrific, but the GSA does not determine who the next president of the United States will be." Correspondent Karen Travers says Trump lawyers continue to press legal challenges.
President Trump writing on Twitter Tuesday morning that his legal team will soon file a, quote, big lawsuit. The president says this, quote, spells out in great detail of the ballot fraud and more, end quote. Mr. Trump provided no details of what the lawsuit would focus on, where it would be filed, and when. Since the election, he's promised on Twitter what he called big cases. But the president's legal team has provided zero evidence of widespread voter fraud, and his campaign and its allies have lost at least 30 cases in court.
Pennsylvania today certified Joe Biden as winner of the election there. The 2020 presidential race is barely over, and already there's talk of 2024. A poll by Politico finds President Trump is the favored GOP candidate with 53% of support among Republicans and independents who lean that way. Vice President Pence is second at only 12%.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.